says they don't have the energy or the volunteer corps to pull it off this year. It's the same group that just wrapped up the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove. They are hopeful they can partner with another group and bring it back next year. A grant of over $426 million is coming to Humboldt Bay to construct a deep-water, high-tech marine terminal in advance of a proposed offshore wind turbine project. Eventually, it will produce 25 gigawatts of power by 2045. The port is needed to assemble and float the 1,000-foot-plus turbine devices into place 21 miles offshore. Construction is slated to be finished on the terminal in 2029. Nighttime work will begin this week to remove trees along Hearn Avenue at Highway 101 in preparation to replace the overcrossing beginning in April. Tree removal is being done early before bird nesting season begins. Work will be done from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. and will not be loud enough to disturb nearby residents. The full overcrossing replacement is expected to cost about $44 million. Excuse me. With well over 90% of the vote in, Donald Trump has won the New Hampshire primary. He garnered 54% of the vote to Nikki Haley's 43%. Haley has vowed to stay in the race, stating New Hampshire may be the first in the nation state, but it is not the last in the nation.
This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go.
The race moves to Nevada and then the Virgin Islands, with a vote on February 8th, and Haley's home state of South Carolina, which will vote on February 24th. A proposed high-speed passenger rail train between Las Vegas and Southern California got another boost on Tuesday with the approval to issue $2.5 billion in tax-exempt bonds for the $12 billion project. The announcement benefiting the Brightline West project followed a $3 billion grant in December, and the government authorization in 2020 for the company to sell $1 billion in similar bonds. The 218-mile project aims to whisk passengers at least 186 miles an hour or more in electric trains on new tracks along the I-15 corridor, cutting in half the four-hour freeway trip between Las Vegas and San Bernardino County. Well, we told you last week about the massive popularity of the Stanley Quencher cups. Now, a woman from Roseville was arrested after stealing 65 of them. On January 17th, the unnamed 23-year-old woman was seen wheeling a shopping cart full of Quenchers out of to her car without paying for them. Roseville police were called and caught up with her a short time later. All 65 were shoved inside of her trunk. The $2,500 in stolen cups landed her in jail. 833 KZST, we need one more check of Sonoma County traffic on this rainy day. And for that, we'll check in with CHP officer Olivia Mirop once again. Hello, Olivia. How are the roads?
Hi, good morning. CHP is en route to another crash northbound US 101 on the Petaluma Boulevard North off-ramp. So if you are traveling through that area, please slow down and move over for emergency vehicles. Traffic on the corridor is still pretty heavy, starting northbound US 101 from Golf Course Drive going into downtown Santa Rosa. You'll be in stop-and-go traffic in that area. State Route 12 interchange to US 101 traffic is very heavy there as well. And then on the southbound side, traffic is starting at about Mark West Springs Road going into downtown Santa Rosa with stop-and-go traffic. It is raining. Please slow down, wear your seatbelts, and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirop on KZST.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone. Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa contains the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay and the most beautiful natural stone slabs you'll find anywhere in the USA. Bedrosian's invites you to come in, wander around, to dream, to imagine, to think about what you really want, to visualize your home in new ways. With literally thousands of surface choices, you may appreciate a consultation with one of Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists. They can help you with trends and design tips. What a difference an elegant new kitchen or bath can make. As one of the largest independent tile and stone importers in the United States, Bedrosian's offers great value and selection. For designer looks at affordable prices, shop Bedrosian's Tile and Stone, 700 Stony Point Road, or online at Bedrosian's.com. Bedrosian's.com.
The Y is celebrating 70 years this month, so all month long, the join fee will be just $19.54. Since 1954, the Sonoma County Family YMCA has nurtured the potential of youth and teens, improved the community's health and well-being, and provided opportunities to give back and support neighbors. The Y believes everyone, regardless of age, income, or background, should have the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive. Join today online at scfymca.org.
At Staples, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. Offer ends 2/10. In sports, the Warriors take on the Atlanta Hawks at home tonight, and congratulations to the Cardinal Newman girls basketball team. They are ranked as the number 6 team in Northern California and number 25 in the nation. And the Farmers Insurance Open in San Diego at Torrey Pines tees off today with a rare Wednesday start and Saturday finish. Your forecast, cloudy skies. We've got rain falling out there now. It should wrap up by the early afternoon. Highs today in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. There will be dense fog tomorrow morning. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow afternoon, partly cloudy with low 60s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. The IRS wants to rewrite its complicated letters to taxpayers and speak to people in plain English. The federal tax collector is rewriting and sending out commonly received notices ahead of the 2024 tax filing season as part of its new Simple Notice initiative. The notices are often needlessly long and filled with legal jargon, forcing many confused taxpayers to call the agency and jam up the phone lines. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
100.1 KZST.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z. Club in my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letter. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drops my favorite tune. And a Britney song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. You know I'm gonna be okay.
Multnomah County's KZST. It is 840, 51 degrees in Santa Rosa. A mix of clouds and rain this morning. Temperatures mid-50s around wine country. I'm Debbie Abrams, Mr. Van Landers in the studio, back with us. How are you?
I'm back. I had an amazing week off. Thank you for allowing that.
Well, you're very, very welcome. Very welcome.
I have to tell you, I had the best week of my life last week. Like,
what?
Hands down, the best week. For months and months, my Nana had been saying ahead of Christmas, she's like, it'd be really nice to go to the snow. I haven't been up and, you know, all those things. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go rogue on my Christmas gift. I am taking the ladies, my mom and my Nana, to North Star for a week.
What a boy.
We had so much fun. I mean, it was full of like tomfoolery and all of the shenanigans. My 87-year-old Nana got out on the ice rink with me.
Uh-huh. Stop it.
My best friend who lives up there, Jason, he was there. Like, we were all like on the ice rink together. Nana's out there. And my mom sent my sister a video of my first lap around. Now, keep in mind, like, I haven't been on an ice rink since I was probably 11 years old at someone's birthday party over at Snoopy's.
Oh, this will be good.
I looked like a baby giraffe trying to find its footing.
I want to see the video.
Oh, I'll send it to you. But my sister, so my mom sent it to my sister, and my sister stitched it with a video of David from Schitt's Creek learning how to ride a bike. And the basic premise of the video is one of these things is not unlike the other. It was so much fun. We had a great time.
So welcome back. For those who don't know who you are, let's introduce you again. We call you Man Landers.
Yes, you do.
You answer listener questions, some mm-hmm. odd, unique, you know, strange questions from listeners in your own unique way because you just talk that way.
I have opinions.
Yes, you do.
And they're, you know, not necessarily qualified or professional, but I have them and I will share them with you.
And they just come out that way mm-hmm. for some reason. So Mr. Man Landers is here. And do we want to do our first question already?
Let's have it.
This is an interesting one. Dear man, my 7-year-old walked in on me and my husband in bed doing what mommies and daddies do in the bedroom with the door closed. A little fun adulting, if mm-hmm. you know what I mean. Yes, we know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
So she asked me why we were making so much noise.
Oh, gosh.
Thought that we were fighting.
Oh, no.
I've seen scenarios like this on TV and in the movies, but not in my real life here in Sonoma County, California. So how do I tell her mommy and daddy are not divorcing and we're all good here?
Okay, so hold on one second. Let me get this straight. This 7-year-old walked in and witnessed, we'll call it a struggle, right?
Okay, stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this happened to me.
No.
My daughter walked in on Banker Boy and I years and years and years ago. And I literally, honestly, I walked downstairs because she ran out. I walked downstairs and just,
I would have run out too.
Well, and I just sat with her and I said, you know, mommy and daddy are fine. What you witnessed, we were just, you know, having some, a little, you know, expression of love. And I was sort of honest with her. And she was, I think she was like 8 or 9. And she was totally happy with that. She was fine when she realized I wasn't hurt or crying or upset. So anyway, this 7-year-old, what are you going to say to this mom?
I'm just like trying to wrap my head. Thank God I never happened to.
Nothing like that happened
no,
to you?
No,
okay.
Thank goodness, okay. Because my therapist is already annoyed with me. I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. So the 7-year-old walks in and sees the struggle while you and, you know, we'll call him daddy, are roughhousing, we'll call it. Lady, I have no clue. I have absolutely no clue, but I think that she needs to take your approach and head this one off at the pass, like real quick, because this little nugget is probably going to call law enforcement and try to obtain a domestic violence restraining order on your behalf. Good luck.
Ouch. No, mommy and daddy are okay, really.
Yeah.
We are.
said, don't give up, it's a little complicated. All tied up, no more love, and I'd hate to see you waiting. Had to have high, high hopes for a living. Shooting for the stars, but I couldn't make a killing. Didn't have a time, but I always had a vision. Always had high, high hopes. Had to have high, high hopes for a living. Didn't know how, but I always had a feeling. I was gonna be back on in a million. Always had high, high hopes. Mama said, it's a little complicated. All tied up, no more love, and I'd hate to see you waiting. They say it's all been done, but they haven't seen the best of me. So I got one more run, and it's gonna be a sight to see. Had to have high, high hopes for a living. Shooting for the stars when I couldn't make a killing. Didn't have a dime, but I always had a vision. Always had.
51, 52 degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams. This is KZST. More with Man Landers in 2 minutes.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old song, Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It's a good song and a good business philosophy. At More Home Services, everything we do is designed to show respect for our customers. We show up on time, out of respect. Our technicians are clean-cut, friendly, and wear identification badges, out of respect. We do good deeds for free for our customers and leave their homes cleaner than we found them. That's right, out of respect. So if you want plumbing and furnace service from a company that will show you some respect, call More Home Services. We promise to respect your time, your home, and you. Call More Home Services right now to schedule an $88 precision tune-up or for plumbing problems. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or follow us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams. Let's talk about Leo, a designer at Cocostico Home. On a recent trip to Cocostico, a lamp spoke to me and said it should be on the buffet in my dining room. I wanted to agree, but the chandelier is such a diva, it might object, saying the lamp doesn't belong there. So I asked Leo what he thought. He prides himself on learning my style and helping me to get the look I want. Leo has a way of making simple changes that bring the whole room together. Maybe a throw pillow and a lamp, or a new rug. He's pretty awesome. Design the look of your home like a pro with a pro from Cocostico. And the lamp and the chandelier, they're getting along great. Always complimenting each other. Cocostico Home. Sofas, dining tables and chairs, accessories, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Visit Cocostico Home. Shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown and online at cokasdiko.com.
Recruiting great applicants to work at your company is not difficult, nor is it expensive. Keeping bad workers, even just one bad employee, can be very expensive indeed. Ineffective workers cost you time, productivity, and most important, customers. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, a national recruitment advertising agency and motivational speaker. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. It's also accredited by the Society for Human Resource Professionals. HR professionals will earn 2 recertification credits just for attending. To get all the details or to RSVP, call the following number.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
You're listening to Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams. Man Landers in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so I have a great question. This is from Ron in Sebastopol.
So some brave gentleman gave his real name and the city that he lives in. All right.
Absolutely. He's serious about this.
Okay.
Dear Mr. Man.
All right.
I am in a happy, committed relationship, but my girlfriend has a flaw that I can't seem to fix.
This tracks.
She is quite lovely, but is a horrible listener. We have so much fun participating in all that Wine Country has to offer. We are compatible in so many ways, but she is self-centered and never listens to me. My needs, my stories, any advice on how to get through to her, that I need her attention during conversation. She's the worst listener I've ever met.
First of all, how did you get past the third date? I mean, that we'll circle back. I say you mess with her and have fun with it. Start making up random stuff when you're telling her your stories about the day. You know, tell her that your coworker laid an egg and insist on sitting on it for the rest of the week. I mean, that's kind of funny, weird, random. Maybe tell her that you've developed IBS and that you're contemplating adult diapers. You just found out that you're a father to a 27-year-old. Something like completely random for her. Like if she hears it, she's going to be like, what the heck? And if she does acknowledge it, just be like, thank goodness you are listening. I was concerned that you weren't paying attention when I'm speaking. Now, try this a couple times. And if she's not catching on, order fart spray on Amazon. Just give it a little spritz while you're having your little couch time in the evenings and go from there. Debbie, what do you think? What would you do about the worst listener?
I'm sorry. Did you say something?
KZST.